The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised.
GUI Nights.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
Hey,
welcome to another episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Oh, did you just get all gooey? I got all gooey. I hope you got gooey with me.
I'm not in a chicken costume, but...
Chubby chicken comes...
Fuck what? Suit?
There you go, fuck yeah. Suit. Chubby chicken fuck suit.
I'll have to bring that up to the wife, actually, and see what she thinks.
Thinking about what to talk about, but the fact that I know that my mother has heard Amy Bogart and I talk about a cum-covered chicken suit.
Yep.
Maybe... The thing that your parent found out about you that you didn't want them to know about is maybe the best way to start this fucking episode.
And not only the thing that you didn't want them to know about you, the thing that they didn't want to know about
they
their kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
What parent wants to know their
No.
I never want to hear anything sexual to do with my child ever.
Nope.
Yeah. So the last. Last time you heard from us.
That is one episode you will not hear on Geek Father.
Right.
Cum-covered chicken suits?
Never.
So, yeah, last time you heard from us, we did talk about a cum-covered chicken suit as well as multiple other things. Because it was a free play.
It was a free play.
And we just kind of
not just lead to cum-covered chicken suits.
Right.
It's natural progression of conversation.
It's the classic... term, all roads lead to cum-covered chicken suits.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, like, maybe
I think Robert Frost said that.
I think it was a Frost poem.
I think Tom Hanks needs to star in a movie called Road to Cum-Covered Chicken Suits. And, you know.
I would watch that.
It's the sequel to Road to Perdition.
Yeah. Yes.
I was about to say, where's the comic so they can, you know, change over to the movie format, you know, for...
Holy fuck. Oh, I'm glad you're back listening because the fact you're still with us means you do love us.
Yeah.
The only way you put up with this dumb
you've
shit.
Got to at this point
for Christ. Some reason.
Yeah, yeah. All our listeners are fucking masochists. Yep.
That, to some degree, yes.
Yeah, probably.
I mean
that's why we like you because we are fucked up over here.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
And the people joining me on this fucked up, podcast called GUI Nights would be
Nights.
To my right. We have the big sexy of the GUI Network.
What?
Yeah.
Mike the Hobbit Bickett.
Yeah.
To my right.
I'm going to be the, hopefully in 2020, the Ethan Suplee and just get fucking Jack Decent cut. I want to talk about that for a half second and avoid talking about all the shit that I do on the network because fuck. The dude that was looking for the boat and Mallrats.
Uh-huh.
The
guy, Schooner.
The best friend.
The Schooner.
The best friend on My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Who's a big dude, like, is Jack fucking Diesel now. And he's got his own show that we have no relation to whatsoever, so I'm not even going to fucking mention the name of it.
Not yet.
Right.
But I listened to the first couple episodes, and it's the teaser in the episode, and yeah, solid. But that's going to be me on GUI. Into 2020,
you know, and I
turn into a fucking monster.
I 100% support that, and
right.
I have nothing but love for that, brother.
I know you do, Mr. Fucking Power Lifter over here.
I was trying to be sweet and nice. Well, go fuck yourself in the ass.
No,
with
I
your
don't,
own dick, motherfucker.
In the back,
you know, it doesn't reach that far.
In the back of his brain, he's like, finally, somebody I can lift with.
I have my wife. She's got a meet in like a week from when this is released.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
like
that's
half
true.
Your size and might be able to outlift you. So
she's a beast, dude.
And you know, like as I say, per capita, but as for ratio reasons, she could probably outlift me.
Oh yes. Yeah,
like, yeah.
If she was my size, she would be lifting more than me, probably. Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
I can see that.
She's hardcore as fuck, man.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but I also like to fight. That's more my main thing. I like to hit things.
Mm. Muay Thai.
So I train. I do try to gear a lot towards that. But I do like. I love lifting. That's not all I'm focused on.
Right.
She loves that shit. She focuses on it. She trains for that. And that's what she fucking
that's
is baller at.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And the high-pitched man voice you just heard or like oversized child is that's Scotty.
Fair.
Big Daddy Preston.
That's right.
The purveyor of Geek Father.
Oversized child. That's That's accurate.
Looks like a looks like a giant Amish baby.
Oh, that's a new one. There you go. So we got poorly white Queequeg.
Oh, fuck.
Giant Amish sized baby.
He is the walrus cuckoo-ca-choo.
He is the walrus cuckoo-ca-choo. Oh, Scotty Halflung.
Yeah, Halflung. Yeah.
I feel like there's another war missing. I don't know.
Well, I've had these names going on for almost 5 years.
Well, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox. Yeah, well, yeah. Lunchbox has been with me for, you know, bless the Kevin Smith.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, that one's been there for a while. So
you hold on to that one.
I even have the Jersey Devils practice jersey with the custom made Lunchbox with the number 13 on the back.
That's amazing.
What?
Yeah.
Why have we not seen this?
I don't know.
It's your fault, sir. You've never worn this.
I'm sorry I don't wear my hockey jerseys around you.
Why wouldn't you wear it to an episode? Especially we've had Kevin Smith episodes you've been on, sir.
Yeah, but those were also during warmer weather.
That's true.
Fair.
That is
true. They are heavy. And yeah.
I only had a half a lung for one of those episodes.
Yeah.
And trying to breathe in a hockey jersey is not always fun.
Fair.
Even with two full lungs.
Yeah.
Fair. So.
No, they are made for the colder climate of a hockey rink.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then next to Big Daddy, we've got Amy Bogart.
Hello.
And you got some shenanigans going on here with our purveyor of the GUI here. You are the main host of the newest on the GUI Media Network.
Boop, boop.
Ooh.
Yes. It's deeply sorry, upsetting. Everyone. I am.
And you should be sorry. It's definitely an affront to humanity.
Oh, I know. I'm well aware.
Oh, so she's learned quick on the GUI. You just apologize for what you're doing
yes,
as you do it.
Apologize.
I have a distinguished parking spot in hell. So thank you.
I do love what I love about Deeply Upsetting so much is that there is no point where we're being overtly offensive to be offensive.
No.
During the show, there's no point where we're like, and by the way, the Jews. No, like
no,
we're not.
God,
we're
not. No.
We're not Kron.
No, we're not. We're not.
Love you, Kron.
We're not being overtly offensive just to be offensive. It's more that it's just that we keep riffing off of each other and getting darker and darker where it gets into really weird and upsetting place.
If you want to hear about dry hand jobs, maybe tune in to Deeply Upsetting.
Hey, all they got to do is tune in to GUI for that because I'm giving them all day, baby.
I know.
I can see it.
I'm across from you.
There you go.
Please make it more
coherent. The hand comes up a little red. It was too much dry hand job.
Those hands are always under the table more than they're above.
They are.
I'll say that much.
And that's why I brought lotion. I thought you would use it.
No, dry.
Okay.
Dry.
The pain keeps me awake.
Ooh. It's like 10 p.m. Hobbit is old.
Oh.
Yeah. Deeply Upsetting is so much fun to record, and I really hope that at least some of that translates into anybody that's listening to Deeply Upsetting.
Oh, I hope so. Or else it's just going to be tears.
Oh, it's a tire fire that is no, it is. I mean, that
it's
the premise.
It's supposed to be.
No, it's a well choreographed tire fire. Even though it's not choreographed, it's just like natural flow of just the shit that comes out of your fucking mouth.
Well,
we're
and the
just
fact
dancing
Christ.
Around it.
The fact that you guys have been able to bring in another level of a tire fire away from the normal GUI as well.
It's a separate.
Yeah. It's a separate
flavor of tire fire.
Yeah. Was that in The Simpsons where you had the one tire fire over here and another one over there just to separate like the sides of the street or something?
Yeah.
You know, weird.
I was going to say, never have I ever had a tire fire on GUI that is deeply upsetting. I don't feel like we did. This was a necessity for the network.
It's
a niche. It definitely gave. It's just freedom. 100%
freedom.
Well,
also something that was kind of important to have on the network as well as something that is a little bit accessible, even if your geekdom isn't like as big as maybe it would be for Geeks Under the Influence.
It's not mainstream.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%.
It is not as geek-centric where you have to know the references to get the jokes that we're doing. This is more about common life stuff. The references are a lot more accessible to non-geek reference culture.
Well, because honestly, that's me. And so, that is why we started it, is because I am fucked up. So, I don't necessarily know a lot about Star Wars. Yeah, sorry, everyone. Yeah.
I would say that for those that enjoyed the final, and he definitely made it final, Ricky Gervais' intro to the Golden Globes a few weeks back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Deeply upsetting is that on steroids, so tune in.
Truly.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'll take that.
If he wasn't bleeped,
no,
that would be us.
That dude fucking basically told everyone in Hollywood to go fuck themselves in the ass with a baseball bat.
Yep.
Truth.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. He went
it was
all the way in.
I loved it. And yep. You guys do that. He had to be a little, he had to still hold sure. himself back. Deeply upsetting. They don't have to hold themselves back. They just do it.
We don't.
Yeah.
Or at least not until we become friends with a lot of the people that are in the audience during the, during the awards.
I mean, he still kind of gave them shit too. So
truly.
He made fun of Scorsese.
Okay, so not until not until we are hosting.
Yeah.
Right.
He then made fun of Scorsese.
I'm just saying, if Tom Hanks wants to be friends with us, I will take it easy on you, buddy.
I don't think Tom Hanks is friends with him after that. You saw his face at the very last joke. He was like,
I loved it.
He was like, I don't know about
that. To be fair, though, Tom Hanks comes off as the, shall we say, goody two-shoes of Hollywood.
Yeah. Very.
But I bet you he was like, he showed them.
Yep, I know bet it. You.
Well,
I know it.
In fairness, we've seen older Tom Hanks movies where he's had some risque jokes and risque stuff going on.
There was a donkey to fuck in Bachelor Party. I'm just saying.
Right,
take Bob Saget. Everybody knew him from Full House as a clean, wholesome. But you go back to a stand-up comedy,
or now,
or even now.
He's still talking about fucking Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
I don't think I don't think anybody's going to call Tom Hanks a Saget. Like that's a bit harsh.
It's a bit harsh.
It was an example, not a equal to.
Yeah,
but it was a segue.
Tom Hanks is laying low.
Yeah. Now we've got to introduce the host
of
GUI Nights. Now that we're 10 minutes in.
Amy,
purveyor of GUI Nights, purveyor of From the Mouths of Madness, my co-host on Geeks Under the Influence, and the co-runner of the Geeks Under the Influence Network, my brother, my friend, my dry hand job aficionado, giver.
Hand check.
The master of the dry hand job.
The master of the dry hand job. We're talking about Alo, Down Brown, MacGyver.
What is up, bitches?
It's not always about you.
Yes, it is.
It is on this show, though.
This show
is.
Okay.
Give him this.
Don't be mad, because his voice is like 10 octaves lower than yours.
Ooh.
Mine still works for what it needs. Whatever. Mm.
See, in my head, anytime he talks, I hear like low-level funk music playing in the background whenever he talks.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, Hobbit, so when is that episode going to come out? And I hear like, bing, ding,
some non-licensed porn music.
You are the worst beat mixers ever. You're completely out of sync. He was sounding good, and then you came in with some shit, and I was like, what the fuck was that?
I'm white.
Oh.
Wiki, wiki.
Oh, no, I did not do a wiki, wiki.
They're so white. Aren't they low down?
They are so white. Actually, Amy Bogart out like, black me earlier with some Missy Elliott knowledge.
That
is true. She did.
Hey,
she did.
Have our forte.
We love the Missy.
Mine is the knowledge of Missy Elliott.
Yeah. All right.
It's true. I mean,
let me have this one thing, everyone.
She was the queen bee for a minute. We'll get rid of that. She was the queen bee for a minute.
And she still should be in our hearts.
In our hearts, but people who are putting what's her face as the queen bee who has no talent whatsoever. What's her fucking name?
You just named like half the artists that are out there right now.
Who's the bitch of the Anaconda?
Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj.
Fuck all that nonsense.
Okay, no.
No, I will say her bit on Monster is fucking fire.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's incredible.
I really don't give a shit about anything else.
That's fair.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
That being said, that's not shitting on Nicki Minaj specifically. I don't give a shit about Kanye outside of Monster. Like, that's the only thing I give a shit about with
Kanye. I just don't give a shit about Kanye.
I will say, Kanye's old stuff, though. Like, what was that song
College
he did?
College Dropout is an incredible album.
Right. No. See, that damn, man.
Like, you got yourself a little gangster.
Holy
shit.
Wow, thank you so much. If anyone's ever seen me, I am translucent. So thank you so much, Lowdown.
I mean, if everyone's ever seen season two of The Wire, there's a lot of white drug dealers, and it's okay. It's fine.
It's a me.
It's a me. But no. But
I think he backhanded called you a drug dealer.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you. I've never had so much street cred in my whole life.
You know, I see you slinging girls all
day.
Yeah. I can see her, like, going through Richmond, like, oh, no, I've been called a drug dealer.
Yeah, don't do that in Northside. Don't do that in Northside.
Do not go to Alphabet Soup.
Yeah, don't go to Alphabet Soup.
Do not.
Rolling around Fulton Hill being like, it's cool, I've been called a drug dealer before. And they're like, what?
GUI gave me cred, yo.
Yeah, no. Do you know Lowdown Brown MacGyver from GUI fame?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, GUI Knights. Are you familiar? From the Mouths of
Madness? They're like, do you know stabbing? Because that's what's going on.
They'd be more like, do you know popping a cap?
Oh, no.
You know what that means?
And that's the end of a me.
That's the end of a me. But no, seriously, though, that's a great album from Kanye.
It's
such
a good album.
It is. Like, his first, like, three albums are really good.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which had Monster on it.
Yeah.
Don't.
The album as a whole, really?
Yes.
As a whole?
Yeah.
Come on.
I will stand by that.
That's where he took his turn.
It's so good. No.
What was that song? Hey, what album that song? Jesus Walk With Me?
No, that's before.
Yeah, see, because that's a good song.
Jesus Walk.
Everything on that album is a banger. It has the whole thing with Chris Rock, which is incredible.
Right?
Incredible.
So, Kanye, before
that's
he
no
lost his fucking mind.
Room with
and
him,
I don't
right?
mean to shit on Kanye. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to shit on him, like, actually shit on him. I'm saying before he lost his goddamn mind.
Right.
Kanye
was making good music.
Making
no, I think
awesome
he always
music.
Lost his goddamn mind. I think he was just more vocal about it at a point.
Well, he was
I'll
like
go with that.
He was like crazy in a way where we were like, "Aw, but you're making good music."
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Oh, by the way, I'm crazy and I'm making whatever the fuck I want."
So
by
the way, I'm crazy
like, oh, no!
and making shitty music.
Talk to Donald Trump about a biodiesel plane that I made a graphic of on my phone that I can show him.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Not if I married Kim Kardashian. Okay.
That just makes me hurt.
Right? I get you, man.
Fair.
I get you.
Fair.
In lighter news, Hip Hop World, Run the Jewels putting out a new album this year.
Yes.
Okay, I am
ready.
Yeah, right? Yes. Go, girl. That's right. Because Run the Jewels, Beast, we got Killer Mike and LP.
Yes.
Who's separate? Because Killer Mike came up in the ATL, in that whole spec. LP was New York.
Right.
And solo, their stuff wasn't horrible. Big Killer Mike did a lot of good stuff. Was like he
That's
came
true.
Up with Outkast and all that stuff. He did a lot of good stuff
right.
there. LP, his solo stuff wasn't horrible, but them together, motherfucker, Run the Jewels the
fucking
shit, dude.
Fire.
Right?
Yes.
Like us, all they spit.
But I feel that same
all they spit.
Same thing. Uh-huh. As, speaking of the ATL, is that Outkast similarly is that Big Boy like on his own?
Yes.
Is solid.
Yeah.
Right.
But. On the other end, fucking
Andre,
his solo stuff is not as good as Big Boy's.
No,
it's
no.
Just really not.
No.
But Outkast as a whole,
together,
God.
Is,
well, that was one thing they always talked about with them was that like separate, they tried doing their solo stuff for the longest time, and it was all right. But when they got together, is when they fucking
blew
up and shit. Yeah,
because they, I mean, like it goes to show you, like you got Salt and Pepper. Like, literally, Salt and Pepper is the definition of that band and what can happen with two opposing things.
You mean three opposing things.
Three opposing things,
do not forget about Spinderella.
Spinderella, motherfucker.
Oh, Spinderella,
do not leave
out
Spinderella.
That's like the
forgot
about Dre of hip-hop female.
Right?
You're right, though, because I just did it. But no, I know Spinderella, and you're right.
Yeah, if it wasn't for her, she backed the fuck up on that shit. And
you are right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There would be no Salt-N-Pepa without Spinderella.
But I was more so going with the two opposing odds kind of making a solid group.
Two opposite forces
Fair
that
enough.
Together form
but you
something
still need
important.
The cohesion.
Really yeah, you need the cohesion.
Of Spinderella.
Yeah. That's true.
Motherfucker.
That's true. That is true. I'm not arguing it, man. I'm with you.
Scotty is so serious right
he
now.
Is.
I am.
He's like all
but
about
I feel
Spinderella.
That opposing forces thing like is actually important when it comes to like a duality in a group effort. Like I look at Geeks on the Influence, for example, and Steven and I, for example, are wildly different people personality wise.
No.
Yeah, I know.
You guys,
yeah, it's hard
really?
To believe.
I'm a very like goofy, sensitive person.
I mix the two of you up all the time.
And Steven is much more of a like hardline like person with this mentality. I know.
I feel like you want to say something else. When you say person. what are you trying to say, Hobbit? What are you trying to say? What you got?
I'm trying to say somebody that
what do you mean by
tries
people?
To make it out like I'm a racist.
The subtext was right there.
No matter what right? I do.
Yeah. He tells me I'm like an ass over this, but he baits it.
Constantly yeah. trying to make me out to be a racist every fucking episode.
I wait for the Tropic Thunder shit.
Out there.
Yeah. The dude played the other dude.
Looks like another dude.
I mean, come up from the east side.
He already Tropic Thundered with, what do you mean, you people?
What did you mean, you people? You never answered.
I didn't actually say you people.
There you go.
So I didn't mean anything.
See, I'm allowed to say it because Lodan gave me permission.
He suddenly like shoved the black card at you. Like, there you go. You get one of those.
And I've been clutching it to my chest this whole time.
She's on my side.
Always been, baby. It's too easy.
It really is.
What
were you saying?
I hate this now. This is awful.
This is what always happens when you and I get together.
Yeah, it just like you ends up like, yeah. We love you.
This is good.
He totally loves it.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for this to slowly progress into like this happening in the bedroom.
Oh no. Jesus Christ.
No.
Like honey, I'm on my way home. I'll be
I'm about to we're about done here.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
What?
Mom, Jesus. I would never.
Nope. Yeah, your mom could be
about
listening.
To make that black snake moan myself.
Oh
mm-hmm.
my God.
Now hold on. I love that you think I'm Samuel, but I am no Samuel Jackson. I'm just saying. He tamed Christina Ricci in
also,
that movie.
Am I Christina
she was all about
Ricci
the D.
I'm about to see some underboob. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
Wearing a Ferris Bueller t-shirt.
I'm saying I would hope that I see underboob at some point.
Not that kind of show. Pervert.
God.
Yeah, it's
wrong
an
show.
Audio podcast. It's right. definitely not that kind of show.
I guess you could describe it if you really wanted to.
Yeah, listeners, I have my full boobs out right now.
Yeah,
isn't
her
that,
boobs
isn't
look
that what it
like
here?
They look like they're boobular.
At least say they're good.
They're,
Jesus.
They're boob-like. They look...
You sound like the 40-year-old virgin right
they,
now.
They look...
They feel like sand.
Wait, when you get up, do you have to lean over when you pee?
he sits down. Let's be real.
Oh, that's even worse. You got to tuck that shit in the bowl. And,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, fuck. Mm, nah, dude.
Tuck it down.
No, it's not
the
cool.
The worst is a public toilet cool. where you're like putting your hand in front because you really don't want your dick to touch the front of the toilet
I know
toilet
what you
seat.
Mean, brother. Like, I know what you
yeah.
mean.
Yeah, that's
like,
scary shit.
Like, it happened to me once when, you know, younger, at a young age, I'm in a public toilet, I'm taking a shit, I'm like, smack. I'm like, oh, no! I got to go home and shrug my dick. Isn't cool, man. It's a thing.
Like, I don't want to yell forever unclean as I'm washing my dick in the sink of the public bathroom sink. Like, it touched the poo. Like, I don't want to.
It touched the poo.
I love the League reference, too. Like, yeah. Forever Unclean is yeah. one of my favorites
yeah.
altogether from that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude. That show.
Nick Kroll, man.
But see, the thing is, I feel like only people that were sports fans really, really dug into that show for what it was.
Which is unfortunate because you don't actually have to know about sports
no,
to like
don't,
that show.
But I feel like it went on, I mean, clearly it went, what, six seasons?
Five or six, actually.
So it had a good run, but I still feel like it was mainly people
like
that
everybody,
knew about
everybody
fantasy
that's,
or about sports or
helped.
About, you know.
It helped a lot.
But I feel like it was totally a show that somebody who had no idea about sports could watch and laugh their ass off. Because you're right, Nick fucking Kroll. That motherfucker,
except
dude.
For Batman
Nick Kroll, everyone in How Did This Get Made podcast is in it.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
right. How Did This Get Made? Right? No
the dude
shit.
That did Creep 1 and 2 is in it.
And yeah. Who was the other guy?
Mark Duplass, that's his name.
Oh.
Who's the other guy? The bald-headed
Paul
dude?
Paul Scheer.
What's his name?
How Did This Get Made?
There yeah. was the yeah. one the one guy that was in the Paul Blart movie who apparently lied about
You lost
being...
me.
Yeah.
You mentioned Paul Blart movie.
Immediately.
Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm a anti-Segway-ite. Any Segway-related movies,
the
I'm
The only
not
reason
really
why I even
into.
Watched this is because Mike Vallely was in it. That's what piqued my interest for that movie originally, so...
You can make excuses all you want.
Look, that's the movie where you're like, Kevin James used to be funny.
Right.
And then
exactly.
that's
no,
it.
Kevin
that's
James funny. Did one funny joke, and he got a fucking career out of it. It's... where if somebody's telling you a phone number and they are just weird on how they deliver it, it was like 8-7-9-3-2 like where it's just out of order on how it's chopped up really, chopped up really weird, and it's you just can't remember the numbers.
Wait, man, Queen of Queens was a solid sitcom. Fuck you.
Leah Remini.
Yeah.
Remini is
She did bring it home. She brought it home. Patton Oswalt, baby. Patton Oswalt.
Oh, shit.
That's right. Watch Leah's shit on that Scientology documentary
that
shit she did
amazing.
On Annie.
That's
fucking
amazing.
I love that shit.
That's what Going Clear, I think it's called.
No, that's
what you do in Scientology.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, that's a documentary about how fucked Scientology is called Going
Probably.
Clear.
Probably.
Yeah, because it's fucked.
Her show was called Aftermath, which actually Geek Father will be touching on Scientology and cult shit this year.
Ooh, looking forward to that. Hell yeah. I will be tuning in. Yeah.
I'm interested in...
Leah Remini is great because she lived the Scientology shit. Mm-hmm. She has shirts for sale that says, don't be culty.
Nice.
That's rad.
Kind of like, don't be cunty. Don't be cunty.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, love.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Well, and honestly, from Who's the Boss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Done and done. That's my girl, man.
She is great.
My favorite moment in Who's the Boss Ever was when Tony Danza. He's like, what about this? There's some initials on the wall. And
that's Stallone. That's not Tony Danza.
And whatever. It's Italians. Yeah. They're all the same.
Oh!
They all look the same to me.
Jesus.
Pretty lazy.
That's the most racist thing ever said on this episode, on this show.
Hobbit buys ragu pasta sauce.
Yeah. It's pasta sauce. Shit on it's all me. The same. Nah, motherfucker. You need some Bertolli. Yeah.
I just. That good shit.
I buy the little cans that say tomato sauce. That's all you need, right?
Oh, God. Oh, that pains me. That pains my heart.
That hurts.
Pains my heart.
Italian style.
Yeah, but he's like, yeah, there's fucking initials on the wall. And she's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I moved the fridge and there's stuff behind it. She's like, why'd you move the fridge? I don't get these muscles making fucking omelets.
All of that to lead into that one line.
No, but that was a good line, though.
That was a good line.
And wait, did Tony Danza really say that line?
He didn't say fucking.
No, but he said, like, I don't get these muscles moving to make an omelet. Is that what he said?
It was like making omelets or sweeping up trash or something along
those lines. That's pretty fucking. No, that's pretty sweet, though. I like that.
But the fact that you had to bash a whole ethnic group just to get to that line.
They're Italians. They're napping.
Well, and a lot of work. We're not in their time zone. That nobody got to see except for us that were very upsetting.
Family Guy and The Simpsons did it before him, so it's fine.
Before him?
Yeah.
Before Tony Danza. Yeah.
No. But Tony Danza is Italian. So
yeah, there's nothing I could do to bash the Italians that Tony Danza hasn't done by existing. So it's fine.
That saves it. Safe. Yep. Safe.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza. Yeah.
Hold me closer, Judith
Light
Danza.
Is on the highway. Remember that.
All right. That's it.
Jesus.
That is it. So, first GYNH of the year. Hope you enjoyed it. Jesus fucking Christ.
So sorry.
Seriously, if we offend anybody, we are sorry. At least for now. We might offend you later as well, but whatever.
Or, Jesus the fucking Christ.
No.
All right, now you just sound like a fucked up Mario.
Yeah, like, just.
Stop.
Oh, God.
Stop. All right. All right.
It's me, Angela. It's me.
He won't stop.
The worst part is that remember the Super Mario Brothers show back in the 90s with Lou Albano?
Yep.
We broke Bogart over there.
Is she gone?
She's done.
Oh, we lost
she's
her.
Done. She's done.
We lost her.
We Yay. Win. We win.
See, this is why Deeply Upsetting works, because I think all the dumbass shit you say is hilarious.
That's the reason why so many things between us work. So.
That's fair.
Oh, ew.
I think it's time for us to go.
It's time for us to go.
Yeah.
So now that we're done with the sappy shit. So, all right.
Everybody listening,
thank you. We're going to have an awesome 2020. We appreciate you. But right now, we're done. We used you up. Good night.
GUIPodcast.com.
We are back for 2020's GalaxyCon happening February 28th through March 1st in the Richmond Convention Center. And we've got six panels for you this time. We had five last time. We've got six for you this time. Five live recorded podcasts and a Adventures in Podcasting panel as well. The schedule goes February 28th at from 5 to 5:50. We've got the Geeks Under the Influence panel. 6 to 7 on Friday is Smack My Pitch Up. Saturday from 4 to 4:50 is Geek Father. And 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. is Beautiful Disasters. That's going to be both showing a main feature film and then discussing it afterwards. They're going to be showing Space Truckers and then showing both Space Truckers segments while talking about it, and also segments of other films featuring celebrities that are at GalaxyCon. Then Sunday from 4 to 4:50 is Adventures in Podcasting, where you can hear stories about our times with Geeks Under the Influence doing podcasting, stories from other conventions, stories from recording, and insights, information, helpful clues if you are interested in getting into podcasting yourself. Then one of our newest shows, 5:45 to 6:45, is From the Mouths of Madness with my co-host from GUI, Lowdown Brown, and Fuck You Hunter, as they discuss the favorite kills from horror movies, I believe, is their subject matter. So come out to the GalaxyCon and the Richmond Convention Center, February 28th to March 1st, and enjoy some Geeks Under the Influence live. It's free with paid admission. Find more information at GUIPodcast.com or any of our social medias. We will see you there.